time, we would like to present the Season Player Award for Las Vegas. First of all, the Most Valuable Pitcher Award, as chosen by the coaching staff, this right-hander led the BCL in innings pitched for most of the season and appeared in 26 games for the Aviators and led the staff in starts, 9 victories, 143 innings pitched, and 106 strikeouts. He was promoted to games on September 11th and made his major league debut at Texas on September 14th. The winner of the Most Valuable Pitcher Award, Colin Wild. Ladies and gentlemen, this individual captured both the Mayor's Trophy, which is the team MVP as voted on by the fans, and the Most Valuable Player as chosen by the Aviators coaching staff. This individual appeared in 92 games for Las Vegas, batted .283 with 40 extra base hits, which included 19 home runs and 56 RBI. He earned MVP honors at the SiriusXM All-Star Futures Game at Dodger Stadium on July 16th. He later was promoted to the Oakland Athletics on August 16th, and he made his major league debut with a double in his first at-bat. Ladies and gentlemen, the Mayor's Trophy winner and the Most Valuable Player, Shay Langelier. We congratulate both Colin Wild and Shay Langelier.
Baseball is on the air. Now let's head to the ballpark with Zach Beirutti.
Good evening, everybody, from Las Vegas Ballpark in downtown Summerlin, just about 11 miles from the Las Vegas Strip. Zach Bayrudy, so glad to have you with us for another edition of Reno Aces Baseball on the radio, where tonight the Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, take on the Las Vegas Aviators, the AAA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. It is great to have you with us tonight on the Aces Digital Network. Reno looking to get back into the win column tonight following a 6-2 loss last night. The loss snapped an 8-game win streak at this ballpark for the Aces. They have still dominated the Aviators in this season series. Reno 19-8 versus Vegas this season. And the Aces come into tonight's game having won 14 of their last 17. But again, the Aviators finally getting the better of the Aces here in this ballpark last night. It's been a long time since April the 10th that the Aviators had beaten the Aces here at Las Vegas Ballpark. But it was the Aviators doing it last night despite falling behind early. As we take you back to last night's contest, the Aces scored a run in the second and a run in the third. Two runs to take a 2-0 lead in the second inning. Leandro Cedeno with a leadoff single, and he scored on an RBI double by Jake Hager with two outs. The Aces tried to score Jose Herrera behind Cedeno on that same play, and Herrera would be thrown out at the plate. Herrera would be thrown at the plate to end the inning. And in the third inning, with one out, Dominic Fletcher walked. Giancarlo Cintron would double. And Fletcher tried to score on that double by Cintron, and he would be thrown out on a relay. So Reno still had a 1-0 lead, but they would get that second run in as Seth Beer with an RBI single to make it 2-0. As it turned out, that would be the last Aces run of the night, and the Aviators would score six unanswered runs in the bottom of the third inning with one out. Dalton Kelly with a home run, and Kelly's home run cut the Aces' lead in half, made it 2-1. And then Vegas would surge ahead in the bottom of the fourth with one out. Vince Fernandez doubled to right center. And after Zach Geloff walked, Cal Stevenson reached on a fielder's choice. That put runners at the corners with two outs. And with two outs, the Aviators would come up with three straight hits. Luis Barrera, an infield RBI single, and then Cody Thomas with an RBI double. Dalton Kelly followed with an infield single. When all was said and done in that fourth inning, the Aviators had three runs on four hits, and they had a 4-2 lead. Aces starter Danny Olivero gave up one more run. It was in the fifth inning, a leadoff home run by Tyler Soderstrom, the big prospect's first home run in AAA, and that made it 5-2. Olivero went six innings. He gave up five runs, all earned on eight hits. He walked one and struck out three. Jeff Criswell making his AAA debut last night for the Aviators. Criswell allowed two runs on six hits in 4 2/3. He fell an out shy of qualifying for the win. Jake LeMoyne would get the win. LeMoyne went an inning and a third scoreless. The Aviators got one more run in the bottom of the eighth inning, a leadoff double by Vince Fernandez. He scored a couple of batters later on a sack fly by Cal Stevenson. When all was said and done, the Aviators, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 4 stranded. The Aces, 2 runs, 9 hits, no errors, and they left 7. The winning pitcher, Jake LeMoyne, now 3-0. The losing pitcher, Danny Olivero, now 1-1. And there was no save in a game that took 2 hours and 21 minutes to complete. And the paid attendance was 6,193 here at Las Vegas Ballpark. A big crowd expected tonight. And on the mound for the Aces, it'll be Caleb Berger in a bullpen game. And Berger making his second spot start of the season. And he'll be opposed by Zach Logue for the Aviators. Logue, guy that to the Aviators are the Aces. Let me try that again. Logue is a guy the A's got. Got A's, Aces, Aviators. A guy that the A's got from the Blue Jays as part of the trade for Matt Chapman. So Zach Logue on the mound for the Aviators, and Caleb Berger in a bullpen effort for the Aces will make the start tonight here in Vegas on a beautiful night. A very pleasant evening as darkness is falling here in the desert. The Aviators are taking the field right now, and once the Aviators are all on the field, we will start the national anthem. And for that, we'll turn it over to the stadium public address. And after the anthem, we'll have the starting lineups in the first pitch here from Las Vegas Ballpark.
And the last starting pitcher for you, Las Vegas Aviator, number 28, Zach Lowe. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, let us honor America. And every man or woman who has ever worn a uniform of the United States Armed Services with the singing of our national anthem. Fans in a show of respect to our nation, night's performer, and those who make the ultimate sacrifice, we ask that you kindly display the traditional reverence while the anthem is performed. Singing tonight's anthem is One Nation. Recording artist Janine Valentine. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright
here in Vegas, a wonderful rendition of our national anthem to get us started on a Friday night in Sin City. Zach Beirutti, so glad to have you with us. Reno Aces baseball on the radio. The Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Aviators, the AAA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. It'd be great to have you with us tonight here in downtown Summerlin. Let's give you the starting lineups. And we'll start with the visiting Aces as posted by manager Gil Velasquez. Reno going for win number 80 tonight. They are 79-63. Leading off the second baseman, Giancarlo Cintron. Batting second, the shortstop, Blaze Alexander. Hitting third, designated hitter, Seth Beer. Cleanup batter is first baseman, Leandro Cedeno. Hitting fifth in right field, no, left field, Dominic Canzone. Batting sixth and third base, Jake Hager. And rounding out the order for Reno, hitting seventh, the catcher, Juan Centeno, is back with the Reno. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Cole Tucker. And hitting ninth in center field, Camden Dusnak. Again for the Aces. It'll go Cintron at second, Alexander, the shortstop, Beer, the DH. Cedeno at first, Canzone and left, Hager at third, Centeno, the catcher, Tucker in right, and Dusnak in center. The starting nine for the Las Vegas Aviators, posted by manager Fran Reardon. The Aviators are 70-74. Leading off, the shortstop, Kevin Smith. Batting second, the designated hitter, Tyler Soderstrom. Hitting third, first baseman, Matt Davidson. Cleanup batter, catcher, Bo Taylor. Hitting fifth at second base, Zach Geloff. Batting sixth and playing left field, Cody Thomas. And rounding out the order for Vegas, hitting seventh, the center fielder, Luis Barrera. Hitting eighth, the third base, Mickey McDonald. And batting ninth, the right fielder, Dalton Kelly. Again, for the Aviators, Smith, the shortstop, Soderstrom, the DH, Davidson at first. Taylor, the catcher, Geloff at second, Thomas in left, Barrera at third, McDonald, the third baseman, and Kelly in right. Caleb Berger makes a spot start for the Aces. We'll talk more about him when he toes the slab. And it is Zach Logue on the mound for the Aviators. And Logue has been up and down between Vegas and Oakland this season with the Aviators. He's making his 17th start, and he is 3-5 with a 7.71 ERA, 54 strikeouts, 36 walks, and 74 and two-thirds innings, and 14 appearances, 10 starts with Oakland. He's 3-8 with a 6.79 ERA. Our home plate umpire, Chris Marco, up the first baseline, Dane Ponczak, and across the way at third, it's Tom West. Giancarlo Cintron is in from the right side, and we are ready to get underway. Cintron batting .342 with three homers, 23 runs batted in. Logue into his motion. The first pitch of our ball game tonight is at 7:06 p.m. Pacific time, and it misses outside for ball one. The game time temperature is 84 degrees here in downtown Summerlin. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and a swing and a sharp shot foul off the third base side up to the left field corner. It pinballs off the sidewall there and out to the left fielder, Cody Thomas. The Aviators defensively, the outfield from left to right. Cody Thomas, Luis Barrera, and Dalton Kelly. The infield third to first, Mickey McDonald, Kevin Smith, Zach Geloff, and Matt Davidson. Behind the plate, Bo Taylor. And the pitch from left-hander Zach Logue is fouled to the backstop by Giancarlo Cintron. One ball and two strikes. Aviators wearing their home white pants are wearing their blue tops with the orange sleeves. Aviators written diagonally in orange letters across the chest. There's the pitch, and Cintron takes up and away. A white number on the lower left front and on the back of the jersey, the last name of each Vegas player in white letters above the numeral on the back of the jersey, and the Aviators have the blue caps with the letters LV on the front in orange. There's the 2-2, and a swing and a looper into left field. That'll get down for a base hit. Might be extra bases for Cintron. He's around first. It's cut off at the line by Cody Thomas. Cintron sprints into second, and he has a leadoff double. And that is how our ball game begins. It was not that hard contact by Cintron that got him the double. It was the soft contact, and he placed it right near the left field line. By the time that ball was done rolling, it was about, I'd say, 6-7 feet or so inside that line. So not hard contact, but a soft double for Giancarlo. And he's in scoring position to begin the night for the Aces, and Blaze Alexander coming up next in from the right side. He swings and taps one back to the mound. Logue Fields looks Cintron back to second and then lobs it to first to get Alexander for out number one. So Blaze Alexander, who's playing in his third AAA game, is now two for his first seven with the Aces. And Seth Beer coming up next. Beer in from the left side, and he is batting .243 with 14 homers and 59 runs batted in. Seth had a hit last night, and he drove in one of the two Aces runs, an RBI single in the third. He also drew a walk. Outfield straight away, and Cintron leads off of second, and Logue delivers, and Beer swings and misses, and it's nothing in one. The Aces have the traveling gray pants, the red tops with Reno written in white cursive script across the chest, a blue number trimmed in white on the lower left front of the jersey, and a white number on the back of the red jersey for the Aces, who have the blue caps with the red bill, the letter R in white on the front of the ball cap with the red diamond inside. The pitch is low, and it's one ball and one strike to Seth Beer. The shift is on for the Aviators. Kevin Smith, Zach Geloff, and Matt Davidson are to the right of second. Third baseman McDonald is well off the line, about three-quarters of the way back toward the outfield grass. Logue's 1-1. And it's outside, and it's 2-1 to Seth. Night has already fallen here in the desert. The lights of the Las Vegas Strip are bright off in the distance. That strip sits beyond right field, and you can see Fremont Street towards right center. Here's the 2-1, and it is in tight. And it's three balls and a strike to Seth. They're expecting maybe about 8,000 or more tonight. Three balls and one strike to Beer. Logue on the third base side of the first base side of the slab looks at second, and now the 3-1, and it is a strike. Seth takes a 90-mile-an-hour fastball and a full count. Zach Logue, a ninth-round selection in 2017 out of the University of Kentucky. And a native of Cincinnati, Ohio, out of Archbishop Moeller High School. The kick and the 3-2, and it's swung on and fouled off to the left hand, out of play. Logue last season was with the AA and AAA clubs for the Blue Jays with New Hampshire and Buffalo. And with New Hampshire, made seven starts. He went 3-1, had a 4.54 ERA. With AAA Buffalo, that's where he did the bulk of his work. He had 18 appearances, 17 starts. He went 9-3 and fashioned a 3.32 ERA. So it was a great year for Logue last year. And made his Major League debut this year with the A's. He's had 14 games up there. 3-2. And Beer swings and misses. Cutter there from Logue. And Beer is down on strikes. So Logue's first strikeout comes at the expense of Seth Beer. And with two down, Leandro Cedeno. Cedeno playing in his 12th game with the Aces, batting .286. A home run and six runs batted in. Cedeno, that big presence in the box, batting from the right side, and it's in for a strike, and it's nothing in one. Giancarlo Cintron had a leadoff double, and he's still at second base. Third baseman McDonald is guarding the line back of the bag. It's not a shift. The second baseman Geloff, though, is well up the middle. The 0-1 is swung on and pulled foul past third base coach Mark Reed. No balls, two strikes, no score, just underway. Top of the first inning here at Las Vegas Ballpark on a beautiful Southern Nevada night. Long pause, and here's the 0-2. And a swing and a chop to the right side. Staying back, taking the second bounce is Geloff. Waist high, and he throws to first to get Cedeno. And that does it for the Aces in the first inning. So a leadoff double by Giancarlo Cintron goes to waste. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. We played half an inning. In Las Vegas, it's the Aces nothing and the Aviators coming up.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Smith leads it off for the Aviators, bottom of the first inning, and Caleb Berger kicks off the bullpen effort for the Aces tonight, and his first pitch is swung on and missed. Smith jumping out of his shoes to swing at that 91-mile-an-hour fastball from Berger, and it's nothing in one. No score, bottom of the first. We'll set the defense behind Caleb after he brings his 0-1 pitch, and it's on the way, and it's up high, one ball and one strike. The outfield left to right, Dominic Canzone, Camden Duzenac, and Cole Tucker, the infield third to first, Jake Hager, Blaze Alexander, Giancarlo Cintron, and Leandro Cedeno. Juan Centeno behind the plate. And the 1-1 from lefty Caleb Berger swung on and popped up back of home plate. Centeno going back toward the stands, but that's going to be on our side of the screen and out of play. One ball and two strikes to Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith, who two nights ago missed the cycle by a double, would have had his second cycle in four games. Last night went 0-for-4 with two strikeouts in the Aviators' win. One ball, two strikes. Berger swings his front leg and delivers, and it's up high. And it's 2-2. Berger out of Indiana and originally a Giants product. He was drafted by San Francisco in the ninth round in 2016. The 2-2. And it's low and inside. Full count. Three balls and two strikes for Caleb Berger. This is his second start of the year, his 41st appearance. 42 and a third innings. He has a 6.17 ERA. Here's a 3-2, and it is inside, ball four. So Kevin Smith walks. And Tyler Soderstrom comes up next. For Berger, this is only his fourth career AAA start. This is his 66th career AAA appearance. And just his fourth start. So So Soderstrom in from the left side. He homered for the first time as a Triple-A player last night, and that's in for a strike. And it's nothing in one. Soderstrom, the first-round selection out of Turlock High School, California's Central Valley. I'm sure he was thrilled to get drafted by the A's. Close to home, here's the 0-1. And it is off the outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Soderstrom batting .250 in his first three games. Three hits and 12 official at-bats. A home run and two runs batted in. Home run last night was a towering shot out to the right field berm. It was only hit last night. The pitch low and outside, and it's 2-1. With Kevin Smith at first base, Smith has six steals and seven attempts. Jake Hager, the third baseman, well off the line. The shortstop, Alexander, toward the middle. The kick and the pitch from Berger, and a swing and a foul bounced off to the first base on deck circle. That is where Matt Davidson awaits. Two balls and two strikes, and Berger sets letter high. And here comes, and it is strike three called. 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and Soderstrom had to be looking for something else. So Berger freezes Soderstrom with that heater, and with one away, Matt Davidson is coming up next. Davidson in his 75th game with Vegas this season, batting .293, 23 homers and 53 runs batted in. Davidson seeing his first action of the series. And a pitch on the way, and Davidson swings and misses. Big rip from Davidson. And it's nothing in one. No score, bottom of the first inning. The runner at first base is Kevin Smith, who drew a leadoff walk. He's being held by Cedeno over there. Shift is on to the left side. Throw to first is going to chase Smith back to the bag, but he goes back standing. I thought Berger almost balked there. Berger on the first base side of the rubber. Letter high set, and the 0-1, and Davidson will take inside. One ball and one strike. It's not a breeze right now. The flags are dormant out there. And now the call is going to be challenged here. So the Aces want to challenge that pitch was a strike, and it was. So instead of 1-1, it's nothing in two. I'm not sure who initiated it, Berger or Centeno. One of those two it had to be. No balls and two strikes. Again, they're using the challenge system, not ABS, in this series. Here's the 0-2. And a fastball up high, and it's one ball and two strikes. I've liked the challenge system. Not that I dislike the ABS. I like the ABS more than I thought I would. But this does leave some room for the human element, which a lot of folks enjoy. One ball and two strikes to Davidson. Powerful right-handed hitter. Aces fans very familiar with him, obviously. Start of the year in Reno as that pitch is low and inside, and it's two balls and two strikes. Davidson got off to a torrid to start this year. In 11 games, he had eight home runs. Two balls and two strikes. And here's the pitch, and a swing and a pop-up. This is to the right side. Nobody was over there, so racing in is Tucker. Going out is Cintron, and Cole Tucker on one knee makes the catch. Man, did those two have a long way to go. That was popped back just back of the right side of the infield. And with the shift onto the left side, Cintron had a race back angle to his left on the grass and shallow right. Tucker had to come all the way in and then had to avoid a collision with Cintron, who had a head of steam going out to the outfield. So Cole Tucker with a great job maintaining his concentration as he looked at in his glove. And after the leadoff walk, Berger's retired back-to-back hitters now contends with Bo Taylor, who's in from the left side. The pitch to Bo is up high, up and in, and Bo bends back out of the way. One ball to no strikes. Taylor batting .260. Four home runs and 13 runs batted in. The third baseman, Hager, is even with the bag. Tight to the infield grass at the edge of the cutout. Three to the right of second as Alexander, the shortstop, is playing in the shift. Here's the 1-0. And a swing and a foul back. Look out off to my right. We have an overhang above us, so we don't get much action here in terms of foul balls. But that one had a chance. One ball and one strike. And here's the pitch, and Taylor takes a strike at the knees, and it's 1-2. There's that fastball again from Berger. He's located it well in this inning. One ball and two strikes to Bo Taylor. No score, bottom of the first inning. Runner at first is Smith, and he goes. And here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss, and that ends the inning. A slider to Taylor, and he swings through it. And after the leadoff walk, three in a row retired by Berger, including a pair of strikeouts. No runs, no hits, no errors, and the Aviators leave a man stranded. And we're through one inning, on to the second. It's still nothing on the Aces Digital Network.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be a original.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the
each team got the leadoff man aboard in the first inning, and neither team scored. As we go to the top of the second, nothing, and it'll be Dominic Canzone to lead it off. He'll be followed by Jake Hager and Juan Centeno. The Aces need a first base coach, and they will send Dominic Fletcher. So Fletcher races from the third base dugout into the first base coach's box with a big grin on his face, and here's the pitch to Canzone, and it is going to miss for ball one, just off the inside. Canzone batting .277 and a lefty-lefty matchup here with Logue, and a pitch misses up and in, and Canzone spins out of the way of it. Logue running that pitch high and tight. Two balls and no strikes. Canzone batting .277, as I mentioned, 14 home runs, 62 ribbies, a swing and a foul back, and it's now 2-1. Canzone had a two-homer game here on Tuesday. Went 4-for-5 with two homers. Impressive start to the series for Dominic. Two balls and one strike. Three to the right of second in the shift, and here's the pitch. And Canzone swings and misses at a slider away from Logue. And it's 2-2. Logue gave up the leadoff double to Giancarlo Cintron in the top of the first, and then got to three outs in succession. Alexander tapped back to the mound. Beer struck out, and Cedeno grounded a second. A swing and a ground ball to the overshifted shortstop Smith. He's to the right of second base, and Smith spears it with a forehand, and he throws to first to get Canzone for out number one. Aces Baseball brought to you in part by your friends at Greater Nevada Credit Union. How can we help you live greater? Jake Hager in from the right side, and here's the pitch, and Hager takes up and away, ball one. The 1-0, and Jake takes up and away, two balls and no strikes. Hager, a 249 hitter. Four home runs and 14 runs batted in. Pitch from Logue, and Hager swings, lets a fly ball to deep left. Cody Thomas is back at the wall, and Thomas turns, and it's gone. And Jake Hager with his fifth home run of the season. And Hager's last two home runs have come against the Aviators. He had that walk-off home run versus Garrett Acton on September 3rd, and he takes Zach Logue deep here with one out in the top of the second and gives the Aces a 1-0 lead.
Catcher, Juan Santana.
Little doubt about it, although Cody Thomas was back to the wall and still facing the infield, and finally had to turn around and watch that go underneath the signage and off the back wall there behind the left field fence. Concrete wall as that pitch is in for a strike. And it's nothing in one to Juan Centeno. The pitch, and Centeno takes inside. Nice to see Juan back in an Aces uniform. The pitch is swung on and fouled back to our left. Centeno has been splitting time this season. I don't want to say splitting time because he's really spent 90% of his season with Amarillo. But he saw seven games with Reno a couple of months ago. Centeno went 6-for-21, a .286 average in those games. The pitch is swung on and missed, and Centeno is tardy on a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. So Logue gets up off the mat after giving up the home run to Hager and picks up his second strikeout. And with two down, Cole Tucker coming up next.
Number 33, Cole Tucker.
Tucker in from the right side, and he's batting .228 in 31 games. Two home runs, 11 runs batted in. Switch hitter batting right-handed against the lefty Logue in the pitch. And Tucker swings and misses. Big rip at a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Aces 1, Aviators nothing on a Jake Hager home run just a few moments ago. And the 0-1, and it's up and away. And it's even at one ball and one strike to Tucker. The 1-1, and it's low and away, 2-1. To Cole with Camden Dusenak on deck. The outfield straightaway, it's a balanced infield. Here's the 2-1, and Tucker swings and misses, and it's even at 2-2. Smoke from the grill off in the left field upper deck is wafting over the field right now from left to right, bringing with it a beautiful smell. Let me tell you, here's the 2-2, and a swing and a miss, and Tucker down on strikes. Back-to-back Ks for Logue into the inning, but Jake Hager with a home run to break the ice, his fifth of the year, one run, one hit, no errors, and none left to the bottom of the second. The Aces won, the Aviators nothing on the Aces Digital Network.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum. For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Aces 1, Aviators nothing. Zach Beirute, glad to have you with us from the desert tonight. We go to the bottom of the second, and the first pitch from Caleb Berger to Zach Geloff is fouled off to the right, and it's nothing and one. Geloff, in his first season with the Aviators, the first series with the Aviators this season, again played in three games here last year. That swung on and bounced to the left side. It's going to be backhanded by Cintron, the overshifted second baseman, and he throws to first to retire Geloff. And that is out number one. Again, Geloff played three games with Vegas last year. That was his AAA debut, but had been with AA Midland up until this series. And one away, and Cody Thomas is coming up next. For injured bones, joints, and muscles, skip the ER. Head for Rock Express is the region's only physician-staffed walk-in orthopedic clinic. Rock Express provides expert care that's faster and more affordable than the ER. Visit renoortho.com. And that pitch in for a strike to Cody Thomas. It's nothing and one to Thomas, who's batting 258. Pitch is swung on and lifted to straightaway center field. Jogging a couple of steps to his right is Duzenac, and he makes the catch for out number two. So two up and two down. And for Caleb Berger, that's five up and five down after giving up the leadoff walk to Kevin Smith, the first batter that he faced in the first inning. Two down, Luis Barrera. Barrera in from the left side, and the pitch is taken upstairs, ball one. Pitch, and Barrera looks at a called strike at the knees, and it's one and one. Luis batting 270. This is 80th game with Vegas. Eight home runs and 45 runs batted in. And this pitch is going to be challenged, and pitch is a strike. So the call on the field is upheld. Barrera wanted to challenge it, and that was right in there. It was not even on the border. Here's the 1-1, and it is off the outside, and it's 2-1. So again, if you challenge and lose, you lose a challenge. Each team gets three with the balls and strikes. The 2-1, and a swing and a pop-up left field, or third base side, rather. And now to third base foul territory, it's going to be Jake Hager making the catch to end the inning. Hager was about on the warning track in front of his own dugout by the time he got there. And the inning is over. So Berger is retired six in a row after walking the first batter he faced, and nothing across for the Aviators in the second. We'll see if that's it for Berger in this bullpen game. And we go to the top of the third. It's the Aces 1, the Aviators nothing on the Aces Digital Network.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open a nice cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Camden Duzenac, who is playing center field tonight for the Aces, is the ninth place hitter. And he bats with the Reno leading 1-0. And Zach Logue delivers, and it's swung on, fouled off to the right. It's 0-1 to Duzenac, who is batting 258 this season. Duzenac, 13 home runs and 53 runs batted in. The 0-1, and a swing and a pop-up. This is shallow center field going out of the middle. Infielders coming in is Barrera, and a feet-first slide for Barrera, and he can't make the catch. From his knees, throws to the infield, and it gets away, and toward first base on deck area, Duzenac trying to get to third, and he dives in headlong, and there's no tag as McDonald had to cut it off in front of the bag and down the third base line. And that'll be a double for Camden Duzenac, and then a throwing error on Luis Barrera, who almost made the sliding catch. Barrera kept the ball by his right side, and then when he threw it in, he airmailed Kevin Smith, and Duzenac didn't take off until he saw that ball get well toward the first base on deck circle. So a double, and then an E8. And the Aces are primed to double their lead. And now to the top of the order, and Giancarlo Cintron in from the right side. And the pitch is up and away, ball one. Cintron doubled to open the ball game, and he never got off his second base. So Logue now embarking on his second trip through the order. There's the 1-0, and a swing and a foul back, and it's now 1-1. Duzenac at third base, nobody out. And the Aces with a 1-0 lead. Infield is in here for the Aviators. They're not touching the infield grass, but they're three quarters of the way in. There's the 1-1. And it's low and inside, a slider, and Cintron does well to lay off it. And it's 2-1. Logue taking a stroll, swiping at the rubber with his right foot, and now nestles his left foot on the first base side of the slab and gets bent at the waist with the ball small of his back, sets it in his glove. Here's the 2-1. And a swing and a miss. That off-speed pitch down and in. That time Cintron could not lay off it. Two balls and two strikes. Again, the infield in for Vegas. Logue is ready, and the 2-2, and a swing and a bouncing ball pulled foul through the third base coach's box. Aces fans need a better banking experience. We're a financial institution for the people of Nevada, by the people of Nevada, as a not-for-profit credit union. Our bottom line measurement of success and motivation is you. Find out what we could do for you at gncu.org. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and it's on the way, and it's up and outside at a full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch, and a swing and a foul sprayed back of home plate and off to our right. Cintron stays alive. JC has a chance to pick up a cheap RBI with a runner at third base and nobody out. And by cheap, I mean it doesn't have to be a hit. He can make an out and knock in a run. Cintron looking for number 24 in that department. There's a swing and a fly ball left field. Shallow racing in as Thomas, and it falls in front of him for a base hit. Camden Duzenac will score. And Giancarlo Cintron, forget the productive out, he wants his hit. His second of the night. And with it, he brings in his 24th RBI, and the Aces have a 2-0 lead.
Number 29, Blaze Alejo.
So Cintron off to a fast start tonight, 2 for 2. And that's a ball that Duzenac would not have scored on from second base had that error not happened. Duzenac would not have scored from second on that. He would have had to wait to see if Thomas is going to catch it. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and fouled back, and it's nothing and one. Once that ball dropped in, because Thomas had ahead of steam, Duzenac chugged down the line hard. He took nothing for granted there. So Cintron at first. He's being held by Davidson. Alexander's had an impressive start to his AAA tenure here in Vegas. A swing and a foul ball, third base side. Alexander playing in his third game. Coming into this one, he has 2 hits and 6 official at-bats. And he is still looking for his first AAA RBI. He's also played tremendous defense in this series. No balls and 2 strikes. Second baseman Geloff shaded toward the middle. And a kick in the pitch, and Alexander takes up and outside, and it's 1-2. On the out-of-town scoreboard, we're keeping an eye on that race in the East, and in the bottom of the 7th in El Paso, the Chihuahuas have a 6-2 lead on the Oklahoma City Dodgers. And if El Paso wins that game, they will have a 3-game lead on OKC. And a big edge for that playoff spot. A swing and a fly ball shallow right. Dalton Kelly racing in, and Kelly with a little jump at the end will make the catch. And that's the first out of the inning. And Cintron retreats back to first. There's one away. And Seth Beer coming up next. Yeah, should El Paso win, make it a 3-game lead on the Dodgers. Edwin Uceta is warming up in the Aces bullpen. As Seth Beer ready for the first pitch, and it's in the dirt, ball one, and a nice stop in the dirt by Bo Taylor. Round Rock and Tacoma are scoreless in the bottom of the third. Round Rock is 6 games out, and including tonight, there are 6 games left to play. So Round Rock pretty much almost out of it as that pitch is off the outside. 2 balls and 0 strikes to Seth. They would need a miracle. They need a lot of things to go right, and they need to win out. That'd be first and foremost. If a Round Rock were to lose tonight, that would be it for them. There's the 2-0, and a swing and a foul back, and it's 2-1. Aces, of course, have punched their ticket as the Western Division champions in the Coast League. And if the playoffs started today, it would be Reno and El Paso for the right to face the champion from the International League. It'll be a week from tonight, the playoffs start here in Vegas. Throw to first, and backstanding goes Cintron. I'll be in this very spot a week from tonight, and it'll be the Aces and likely either El Paso or Oklahoma City. And then the International League will play Saturday to determine a champion, and then the PCL and IL play on Sunday, swinging a looper toward the tarp, and that's going to be back of the tarp into the seats. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Beer. Should be a lot of fun in Vegas next weekend, and if you are up in Reno, want to make the trip, you should. Be a great weekend of baseball. Hopefully the Aces can win on Friday night. Hang around, watch the International League on Saturday. That'll be a day off for the Coast League team as the 2-2 is in tight, and it's 3-2. And then on Sunday, for all of AAA, the champion of 2022 will be crowned a week from Sunday here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Aces have this weekend here in Vegas, of course, and then 3 games against Tacoma, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at Greater Nevada Field. And the 3-2 is inside, ball four. Beer walks. So 2 on with 1 out, and Leandro Cedeno coming up. Cedeno grounded to second, his only other time. For tickets to the upcoming home games, RenoAces.com. Monday and Tuesday are 6:05 starts, so keep that in mind. Not 6:35, but 6:05. And then a 12:05 matinee on Wednesday at Greater Nevada Field. Here's the pitch, and Cedeno will take a strike at the knees. Breaking ball there from Logue. And it's nothing and one. And this will be a challenge. And the pitch is a strike. So Cedeno loses the challenge. And so the Aces lose one of their challenges. Nothing and one to Cedeno. And a pitch is swung on and lifted to straightaway center field. Coming in is Barrera. He'll make the catch for the second out. Barrera scurrying in and a little bit to his right. With two away, Dominic Canzone is next, and Canzone grounded out to the shortstop. Kevin Smith is on the other time. Aces 2, Aviators nothing in the top of the third inning. Reno getting a run in the second on Jake Hager, homer. And then this inning, leadoff double by Duznak. He went to third on a throwing error. Is that pitch in for a strike, and it's nothing and one. And then Giancarlo Cintron, an RBI single to make it 2-0. It's Cintron at second and Beer at first. Shift is on three to the right of second. The third baseman McDonald is midway and well off the third base line. Here's the 0-1. And a swing and a high fly ball to deep right center. Barrera going back, angled to his left. On the warning track, he's at the wall. He leaps, and it's gone. Onto the pool deck and just past the outstretched glove of Barrera. It's tough to see that far back. And Barrera looked like he timed his leap perfectly. But it didn't matter as Dominic Canzone goes yard for a third time in this series, and it was just over the fence. So Dominic Canzone visits the pool deck and picks up his 10th home run on the road this season and his 15th home run overall. So 10 of the 15 have come away from Greater Nevada Field. And a three-run homer and a 5-0 Reno lead as the pitch is taken by Jake Hager for a called strike. Canzone, who homered twice in the opener of this series on Tuesday, does it again. His first hit of the night, a three-run blast, 5-0 Aces as Hager fouls that off to the right. Hager homered to left, his only other time up. There's the 0-2 and a swing and a foul back. No balls, two strikes. There is activity now in the Aviators' bullpen. Looks like Brian Howard, maybe, as that pitch is low and outside. One ball and two strikes, and a pitch from Logue is just wide. And a count even at 2-2. Good eye there by Hager. That was a fastball. And indeed it is Brian Howard, the 6'9" right-hander out in the Aviators' pen. Two balls, two strikes. And here comes. And a swing and a miss. And Hager down on strikes to end the inning. And for Zach Logue, that is his fourth strikeout. But the Aces with a big inning. Four runs in the centerpiece, a three-run homer by Dominic Canzone. Four runs on three hits. There was one Aviators error, and despite that, all the runs are earned. And none left. And to the bottom of the third, the Aces 5, the Aviators nothing, from Vegas on the Aces Digital Network.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Chop Stop. For fully customized chopped salads, delicious, nutritious, and fast. now serving coffee drinks, including lattes, cappuccinos, mochas, Americanos, hot chocolate, and teas. As a coffee introduction special, until June 1st, take 15% off your entire in-store or drive-thru order before 10:30 a.m. Swing by our drive-thru for that morning cup of joe and tack on a delicious chop for lunch. Try our new hot-selling Chop Lobster. Open daily 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chop Stop. Fuel your body.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right. Your face needs to eat, too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
Edwin Uceta, the new pitcher for the Aces, and he deals inside. Ball one to Mickey McDonald, the eighth place hitter, followed by Dalton Kelly. And then the top of the order, Kevin Smith, the Aces leading 5-0, and the pitch is swung on and missed, and it's even at 1-1. Uceta taking over for Caleb Berger, who walked the first batter that he faced, Smith in the first inning, and then proceeded to retire the next and final six batters that he faced. That pitch is low, and it's 2-1, so Berger two scoreless, hitless innings. He walked one, and he struck out two. Both strikeouts occurred in the first inning. Uceta, the right-hander, swings his front leg and fires in a swing and a flare toward the left-field line. It is slicing foul, and it was caught by the ball boy down there. And Dominic Canzone is in the vicinity. Canzone has a smile on his face about it, but the ball boy made the catch, and Canzone kind of had to veer out of the way a little bit. Here's the 2-2, and it is low and inside in a full count at 95, that pitch from Uceta. I don't know if Canzone would have made that catch, but it was close enough to where the ball boy needs to bail out of the way there. 3-2, and a swing and a miss, and Uceta dials up a 93-mile-an-hour fastball and strikes out Mickey McDonald. A good open for Edwin Uceta, and with one away, Dalton Kelly is coming up next. Uceta making his 27th appearance with the Aces. He was recently back up with the Diamondbacks. He's made 10 appearances with the D-backs this year, 5.82 ERA with Reno 6-1 with a 5.04 earned run average. Dalton Kelly in from the left side, and the pitch is taken for a strike at the knees, 95, and it's nothing in one. 5 runs, 5 hits for the Aces, no runs, no hits, an error for the Aviators. Outfield straight up, 3 to the right of second, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Kelly tried to hold up, and he actually bounced it on a foul tip. It ricochets out up the first base line in foul territory. No balls, 2 strikes, and now time is called. Into his motion, Uceta, and the 0-2 swung on and missed, and Kelly down on strikes, and Edwin Uceta, 94-mile-an-hour fastball, has back-to-back Ks, and that fastball jumping tonight for Edwin. And out of the top of the order, and Kevin Smith. Smith, the only Aviator player that has reached base, he walked to begin the bottom of the first inning, and it's been 8 in a row retired by Aces pitching since. Reno 13-5 in quote-unquote bullpen games this season. The Aces have done well in these games. I mentioned that the other night. Here's the pitch, and it is a breaking ball slider missing high and tight. Ball one. Here's the 1-0, and a strike on the outside corner. 87 there on the cutter from Uceta, and it's 1-1. Yeah, Reno has performed very well in these games, and it's tough because you're handing the baton to a new guy pretty much every 2 innings, maybe every inning, as that pitch is high, and it's 2-1. For whatever reason, the Aces have managed a fantastic record under these bullpen circumstances. 2-1. And a pitch. And a swing and a foul tip into the glove of Centeno. And it's 2-2, and Edwin Uceta is on the brink of striking out the side, swinging in order. Here's the 2-2, and a swing and a miss, and a breaking ball gets him. It was foul, tipped into the mitt of Centeno, who squeezed it. So curveball from Uceta gets Kevin Smith, and Uceta, an impressive start. Three strikeouts, all swinging, and nothing across for the Aviators. And that's 9 in a row, and 9 of 10 retired by Aces pitching. To the middle innings we go. Top of the fourth, Reno 5, and Vegas nothing.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night's stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
First pitch of the top of the fourth inning from Zach Logue is in for a called strike, and it's nothing and one to Juan Centeno, who's in from the left side. Logue into his motion, and the pitch is a bit low. 89 on the fastball, and it's 1-1. Reno, 5 runs, 5 hits. Vegas, no runs, no hits. The Aviators have committed the game's only error. Here's the 1-1, and it is low. And now 2 balls and a strike. Balanced infield, 2 on either side of second. The 2-1, and Centeno, left-handed hitter, swings and fouls it back. And now 2-2. Zach Logue, as I mentioned, a 9th-round selection of the Blue Jays in 2017. Playing the Cape Cod League in 2016, the Orleans Firebirds. Swinging a foul back. 2 balls and 2 strikes. One of my big regrets as a native of Massachusetts is I never got to watch a Cape Cod League game growing up. Obviously, it happened in the summertime. We just weren't on the Cape a lot during the summer. And then, of course, professionally, I'm busy in the summertime. 2-2 is in the dirt and a full count. But you always heard how magical those games were on the Cape. The most prestigious collegiate to summer wood bat league, Cape Cod League. Many a tremendous prospect has made their way through the Cape League. 3 balls and 2 strikes. And here's the pitch. And a swing and a liner foul off to the left. Anyone from the Commonwealth knows trying to get to the Cape in the summertime, that is a task. Massachusetts is an old state. The infrastructure is a bit dated. And only a couple of ways in and out of the Cape, and usually sitting in traffic for a good long while to get there on a weekend. The 3-2 is swung on and fouled back. It's worth it when you get there, but sometimes the duration of the trip scares you away from wanting to drive out there, especially on a Friday. Pitch Payoff pitch again, and Centeno swings and grounds it sharply. Gloved up the first baseline, back of the bag by Davidson. He takes it himself, three unassisted. And there's one away, and Cole Tucker coming up next. And Tucker struck out swinging his only other time up. Anybody that's from the Northeast knows, especially from Massachusetts and those parts, summertime is treasured there because it is a long winter. Here's the pitch on the way, and it is a strike on the outside corner, and it's nothing in one. This time of year is often nice because you get through an oppressive part of summer and you're starting to inch towards fall and to the foliage, but once winter comes, you are locked in for a few months, and sometimes feels longer than that, as that's in for a strike and it's nothing in two. But that's part of the reason why the Cape Cod League is such a magical place. It's the epitome of summer in the Northeast, as that is swung on and missed. Tucker tried to hold up on a breaking ball down and in, and corkscrewed himself into the batter's box. So Cole, a strikeout victim for the second time. That's five Ks for Zach Logue, and Camden Duzenac is coming up next. And Duzenac doubled his only other time up. That double sparked the four-run third inning. That was last inning, so Duz batting for the second time in as many frames. Pitch is swung on and lifted to left field. Pretty deep, but very playable for Cody Thomas. And Thomas gets settled underneath after moving to his left. He makes the catch. That ends the inning. And a much-needed 1-2-3 inning there for Zach Logue. Nothing across for the Aces in the fourth. And onto the home half, it's Reno 5 and Vegas nothing.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are, or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
The Aviators are still looking for their first hit as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Edwin Uceta with an impressive open to his outing. Three strikeouts in a row. In the third, all swinging, and there's a swing and a miss by Soderstrom on a changeup from Uceta, and it's nothing in one. The 0-1, and Soderstrom takes another breaking ball, finding the outside corner. That time, Edwin for a strike, and it's nothing in two. And Uceta is on the brink of four strikeouts in a row. Aces pitching has retired nine straight. The 0-2 is swung on and lifted down the left field line, slicing toward the seats, and Canzone is over by the sidewall, but that'll be back into the seats. And out of play. This stretch of nine in a row started with Soderstrom striking out looking after Caleb Berger walked Kevin Smith to begin his outing. Berger struck out Soderstrom looking and never looked back. He retired all six after that he faced. And Edwin Uceta, the three in a row in the third. Here's the 0-2 and a swing and a fly ball that is lifted almost the exact same spot. That'll get to the upper deck. Down the left field line. It is packed up there. And a big crowd tonight here in Vegas. Their final Friday night home game of the year, the 0-2. And a swing and a miss, and that pitch down and in, and it's in the dirt. It's taken by Centeno. He'll throw to first to complete the strikeout of Soderstrom, 2-3 on the putout. So Edwin Uceta, his fourth strikeout. That's six strikeouts for Aces pitching through 3 1/3. And now Matt Davidson, who flied to right, his only other time up. Here's the pitch, and Davidson will take low and outside, ball one. Has to strike a little bit of fear in the hearts of pitchers when they see Matt Davidson loading up for that big swing with the leg kick. The 0-1, and it's swung on and missed. 95, who set up power versus power, gets the fastball by Davidson, and it's 1-1. Davidson starts that leg kick and that loading up for the swing right as the pitcher shoves off. It's on the way, and it is outside, and it's 2-1. So really, that's the last thing the pitcher sees before releasing the ball is Matt Davidson loaded up and ready for a big hack. And they know how far he can hit the ball. 2-1 is swung on and lifted to deep right. That is slicing toward the pole. That is a fair ball and gone. And Matt Davidson homers to give the Aviators their first hit and their first run of the game. It's now the Aces 5 and the Aviators 1. So the former ace, Matt Davidson, gets Vegas on the board here tonight and hit it the opposite way. Big swing, and that ball kept on slicing, and it was fair by just a couple of feet down there. Davidson's 24th home run with Vegas and his 32nd of the year if you combine what he's done with Vegas and Reno. So that breaks up the 10 in a row retired by Aces pitching. And now Bo Taylor, who swings and shoots one into the shift on one easy bounce taken by Cintron on the grass and shallow right. He throws to first to get Taylor for the second out. So Uceta right back on track after the Davidson home run. That was certainly not the hardest hit home run for Matt Davidson. But he has a type of power. He doesn't always have to hit the ball that hard. Just such a strong dude. And slice an opposite field homer just inside the pole. So two away, and now Geloff. And the pitch is taken low and outside, ball one. The shift on three to the left of second, so the second baseman Cintron to the left of the bag. That's up and in. And it's two balls and no strikes. And that's where Geloff grounded out his first time. Grounded to Cintron in that shift. Uceta into his motion of the 2-0, and it's up and away, and now three balls and no strikes. The 3-0, and it is inside, ball four, so Geloff walks. And the second walk issued by Aces pitching, of course, Kevin Smith drew the other one. That was Berriger's first hitter. And now Centeno's going to go out and chat here for a moment with Uceta as Cody Thomas comes up. Thomas fly to center, his only other time up. Tomorrow, game five of this series, it'll be Brandon Fott scheduled for the Aces, Mason Miller for the Aviators. And then on Sunday, not sure who it'll be for the Aces, it'll be Ty Dameron scheduled for Vegas. Cody Thomas in from the left side. Three to the right of second. The shortstop Alexander in the shift. Third baseman Hager is way back toward the outfield. Grass has had swung on miss and nothing in one. Hager's playing between third base and shortstop. And Hager right now has both feet on that outfield grass. Uceta, first base side of the rubber, kicks and shoves, and the pitch swung on and missed. 93 upstairs to Thomas, and it's nothing in two. No balls, two strikes, one on. Geloff at first with two outs. Aces 5, Aviators 1. The 0-2. And it's upstairs. One ball and two strikes. On the out-of-town scoreboard, Tacoma has a 2-0 lead at home versus Round Rock. Again, if Round Rock loses, their playoff hopes are dashed. Here's the 1-2. And a swing and a miss, and a breaking ball gets Thomas. That ends the inning, and Uceta picks up two more strikeouts. He has 5-2. The Aviators do get on the board their first run and their first hit. The Matt Davidson home run, his 24th with Vegas, and his 32nd overall in AAA this season. One run, one hit, no errors, and one left. Top of the fifth inning, it's Reno 5 and Vegas 1 on the Aces Digital Network.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now, for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Zach Logue coming off his first clean inning of the night as we go to the top of the fifth inning. It's Reno 5 and Vegas 1, and Logue into his motion, and the pitch is up and away, ball one to Giancarlo Cintron, who's 2-for-2. JC has doubled and singled. The second baseman, Geloff, shaded toward the middle. The outfield straight away, and the pitch is up and away. And two balls and no strikes. The third baseman, McDonald, is even with the bag while the middle infielders sit back, and the first baseman, Davidson, is also about even with the bag. So the middle infield back, the corner infielders are even with their respective pillows. That's outside, and it's 3-0. Can't imagine John Carlos will be swinging here on 3-0. And it's on the way, and Cintron will take a strike. That one grazing the outside corner. And it's 3-1. Logue, the Cincinnati kid, delivers a 3-1, and it's up and away, ball four. So Cintron walks and stays perfect on the night. And Blaze Alexander comes up next, and that breaks up the four in a row retired by Logue. It's the third time in five innings the Aces have had the leadoff man on. And Alexander walking to the plate, 0-for-2. He has grounded back to Logue, and he's flied to right. Blue Jays traded Logue, Gunnar Hoglund, Kevin Smith, and Kirby Snead to the A's for Matt Chapman. And that trade was consummated on March 16th this year. Here's the pitch. And it's up and away, ball one to Alexander. And now Taylor, the catcher, is going to go out. Logue's been missing in that spot, up and away from the right-handed hitters in this inning. So Bo Taylor's going to go out and give him a moment. Brian Howard continues to throw in the Aviator bullpen. That trade kicked off a tough month of March for A's fans. A trade of Matt Chapman and then trade of Matt Olson would follow to the Braves. That pitch is up and away. And it's two balls and no strikes. We talked about this many times. It'll be very interesting to see what the A's future holds, both on the field and off the field. The 2-0 pitch is swung on and missed, and it's 2-1. Because quite frankly, it's just not sustainable when you can't draft and develop and then sign your star players, guys like Olsen and Chapman. Two balls and one strike. And a pitch. And Alexander swings and fouls it back, and it's 2-2. I mean, the A's are as good as any team at doing it, at trying to stay competitive despite the resources or lack thereof. A's have obviously done that for years. But we're in a time now where you're not going to be able to sustain anything by doing that. Here's the 2-2, and it is swung on in line into left field, a base hit. And up to second base goes Cintron. Blaze Alexander has his first hit of the night. He's 1-for-3, and the Aces have two on with nobody out here in the fifth. And Seth Beer coming up. Beer is 0-for-1. He has struck out swinging, and he's also walked and scored. You talk about the sustainability of winning. I mean, the other question regarding sustainability has to do with the fan base. There's the pitch, and a swing and a tapper up the first base side. That's going to be a foul ball, though. Kept on bounding tight to the line, but then it became apparent that ball would stay foul about halfway up, and it's nothing in one to Seth. I mean, A's fans obviously been put through the ringer quite a few times, but you know, losing Matt Chapman and Matt Olson, along with others, but to those two in particular, just a gut punch. I mean, those are guys the A's drafted and developed, and you have to be able to keep those guys, if for anything else, for nothing else, to keep your fan base intact. Here's the 0-1, and it's swung on in line into left field, and that'll be a base hit. It gets down the line, and it'll score at least one. Coming in is Cintron. Alexander is going to hold at third. And the throw comes in toward McDonald in third base foul territory, and Seth Beer has a double, and he dumped it up the left field line, and he gets the Aces that run back. It's now 6-1 Reno. So Cintron dents home plate for a second time. Alexander was held at third with nobody out. No reason to roll the dice there if you're Mark Reed. And here comes Fran Reardon, and that will be it for Zach Logue. And a tough outing tonight for Zach Logue. Coming into this in four starts against the Aces, Logue had a 6.48 ERA in 16 2/3 innings, and that will go up as the Aces tag him for at least six runs to this point, and he'll be responsible for Alexander at third and Beer at second. And 6'9" right-hander Brian Howard will enter for the Aviators from the right field bullpen. We'll talk more about Brian Howard when we come back after this call to the bullpen break from Vegas with our score. The Aces 6 and the Aviators 1 on the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily. Coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed. And your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street. Or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at PizzeriaLupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at MountainMikesPizza.com or on their app.
Leandro Cedeno will welcome Brian Howard, the new Aviators pitcher, into the game. And Howard inherits runners at second and third with nobody out. The Aces have a run in this inning and lead it 6-1. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back by Cedeno. And it's nothing in one. Leandro has grounded to second and flied to center. The 0-1, and Cedeno takes in the dirt. And a nice stop by Bo Taylor. One ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1, and it is a strike. That one grazes the outside. I don't know if Cedeno's upset with himself or if he disagrees with the call. Again, it's not automatic balls and strikes. But Cedeno has already burned a challenge tonight. One ball and two strikes. And it's on the way. And a swing and a liner foul off to the right. There's going to be probably some type of etiquette moving forward if Major League Baseball adopts this system of the challenges. If you get, say, three per team. You know, if you're a player and you challenge once, maybe the etiquette is, unless it's like a huge spot or something, you don't want to be the guy that burns two of your team's challenges. Here's the 1-2, and it's low and inside, and it's two balls and two strikes. But if that is ever adopted, that'll be interesting to see. Brian Howard, good changeup artist, looking for a strikeout here, and the 2-2. And a swing and a chop to the shallow infield. Extending out is McDonald to his left. Bluffs a throw home. Instead throws to first. And in time to get Cedeno, who picks up an RBI on a 5-3 putout. It's out number one. And Blaze Alexander, who can really run, was off on contact, sprinting down the line. And Mickey McDonald, who had a nice play, extending up and to his left. McDonald had to go full extension there. He looked home initially and realized it was going to be bang-bang at best. And wanted to make sure they got the first out of the inning. So Cedeno out 5-3, but he picks up an RBI. And the Aces have a 7-1 lead. And Seth Beer now the lone runner at second base. That run charged to Logue. And he is still responsible for Seth Beer. Howard kicks and fires, and it is a strike on the inside corner. Dominic Canzone, a three-run homer in the third inning. Obviously a huge hit in this game. The 0-1. And it's a changeup off the outside. 71. One ball and one strike. Brian Howard making his 41st appearance. His 38th in relief. 3-1 with a 6.82 ERA. 1-1 is swung on fouled at the dish. And now 1-2. In 65 innings, Howard has allowed 49 earned runs on 81 hits, 29 walks, and 58 strikeouts. Home plate umpire Chris Marco is patching up a divot in the Canzone's batter's box after that foul ball. One ball and two strikes. Three to the right of second on the shifts. And the 1-2 to Canzone is up and outside a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. And it's 2-2. Although he's built like the big unit in terms of height, Brian Howard, far from it in terms of his repertoire. Again, he is a changeup artist, a good one at that. He will throw low 90s with a fastball. 2-2. And a swing and a miss. And that one tied up Canzone at 88. Looked like a cutter there from Howard. And Canzone is down on strikes. And for Brian Howard, his first strikeout, and that is the sixth for Aviator pitching. Zach Logue went four-plus innings. Of course, can't close the book on him yet, but to this point, he has allowed seven runs and all earned on seven hits. Pitch to Jake Hager is fouled back for strike one, and to one of those hits, a home run hit by Jake Hager, his fifth of the season. Hager 1-for-2. He struck out swinging his most recent time up. Two walks and five strikeouts for Zach Lowe tonight. The 0-1, and a swing and a miss, and now nothing in two. No balls and two strikes. There's the 0-2, and a swing and a miss. Fastball away from Howard at 89, and Hager down on strikes for a second time. And that ends the inning, and Brian Howard strands one of his two inherited runners. The Aces get two more runs on two more hits, no errors, and one man left stranded. And to the bottom of the fifth inning in Vegas, it's Reno 7 and Vegas 1 on the Aces Digital Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Japan is now in Reno.
Well, kind of. Teriyaki Madness brings huge bowls of delicious teriyaki to the Summit Shopping Center. Stop in and customize your perfect bowl with all-natural ingredients like marinated fire-grilled chicken, sauces made in-house, and loads of fresh veggies. It's all prepared fresh just for you. It's cheaper than a flight to Tokyo, and you'll be home in time for Jeopardy! Teriyaki Madness, east of 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center right across from the mall. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this!
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
The Aces trying to get back in the win column after a loss last night. Their first loss here in Vegas since April the 10th. And right now, they're in good position to do so. They lead it 7-1 in the fifth. And Luis Barrera, first pitch swinging, fouls it off to the first base on deck circle. And strike one on Barrera. The Aviators have one hit. It was a Matt Davidson home run with one out in the fourth inning. Reno with a 7-1 lead here in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch, and Barrera is low and inside, or takes low and inside. He showed bunt, and he took that pitch. One ball and one strike. Edwin Uceta is out for his third inning. And 1-1 in a swing and a foul at the plate. And make it 1-2 on Barrera. Caleb Berriger started this bullpen game. He went 2 scoreless innings, did not allow a hit. He walked 1 and struck out 2. Edwin Uceta struck out the side in order, swinging in the third. And then struck out Tyler Soderstrom swinging to begin the fourth before Davidson hit that opposite field home run. Here's the 1-2. And a swing and a miss, and Edwin Uceta is dialed in. 6 strikeouts through 2 1/3. And that is the 8th Aces strikeout tonight. And with one away, Mickey McDonald is coming to the plate. McDonald struck out swinging, and that's how Uceta's outing began, with the McDonald strikeout. On the out-of-town scoreboard, bottom of the 6th inning, Tacoma still leads Round Rock 2-0 up in the northwest. That pitch is low, ball 1. It's gone final in El Paso. The Chihuahuas, a 6-2 win over Oklahoma City. Here's the 1-0, and it is low and inside. And 2 balls and no strikes. So Oklahoma City, who for most of the season had been the team with the best record in the league, east or west, now finding themselves on the outside looking in, very much so. Is that pitch in for a strike, and it's 2-1. Dodgers are now 3 games back with 5 left to play. The 2-1 is low, and it's 3-1. Obviously, if Oklahoma City wins the next 2, they'd have a real chance to be 1 game back with the 3 left to play if they won the next 2. That is outside and ball 4. So McDonald draws a walk, and that is the third walk issued by Aces pitching, the second issued by Uceta. And with one on, one away, Dalton Kelly coming up. But the Dodgers at this point now will not control their own destiny. Even if they win the next two games, they will still have to obviously win some games early next week and hope that El Paso can lose some games. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a foul back by Kelly, and it's nothing and one. So it's looking more and more like it will be Aces Chihuahuas. A week from tonight here at Las Vegas Ballpark for the PCL Championship. Here's the 0-1, and a swing by Kelly and a miss. It was not a full swing, about three quarters of the way through the zone went the bat. So he was fooled on that off-speed pitch by Uceta, and it's nothing in two. McDonald at first base with one out. Aces leading 7-1. They've out-hit Vegas by that same margin. Here's the 0-2. And a swing and a ground ball pulled to second. A double play ball. Cintron to Hager for one. And Hager, the third baseman, onto first for two and a double play. It goes 4-5-3 on the double play, again with the shift. That's how it's drawn up, 4-5-3 on the twin killing. And the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors, and after that, none left. And we go to the sixth, the Aces 7, and the Aviators 1.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Juan Centeno is going to lead it off for the Aces here in the sixth inning at Las Vegas Ballpark. Zach Bayrudy, glad to be with you tonight. Beautiful night here in town, and the pitch is taken low and inside by Centeno for ball one. Centeno, Cole Tucker, and Camden Dusenak, 7-9. Outfield straight away. The shortstop, Kevin Smith, shaded toward the middle. The third baseman, McDonald, is well off the line, and the pitch is taken for a strike on the inside. And it's 1-1. Some baseball history made tonight. Congratulations to Albert Pujols. 700 career home runs. Homered twice tonight at Dodger Stadium. 1-1 is in for a strike. And it's 1-2. What an incredible finish to the incredible career of Albert Pujols. One ball and two strikes to the left-handed hitting Centeno. And the 1-2 is swung on and fouled to the backstop, so it stays one ball and two strikes. Centeno is out of the box for a moment and now back in, and Brian Howard turns and brings the 1-2, and it is a changeup floating in tight. Two balls, two strikes. Zach Logue, the Aviators starter, 4-plus innings Gave up 7 runs, all earned on 7 hits, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Here's the 2-2. And a swing and a miss. That pitch down and in. And Centeno is down on strikes. And for Brian Howard, that's his 3rd strikeout. Howard's retired all 4 that he's faced. And he has struck out his last 3. So with the bases empty and 1 away, Cole Tucker is coming up next. Tucker 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts. And here's the pitch. And it is low and in, ball 1. We mentioned the Aces looking more and more like they might face El Paso in that playoff here a week from today. Our guy Chase Groden has a guess who might be starting for El Paso, Pedro Avila. The pitch is swung on and fouled off to the left.
Your attention, please. That foul ball brought to you by...
So Chase thinks it's going to be Pedro Avila, who has a 4.80 ERA and a 6-2 record. Here's the 1-1, and it's swung on and missed, and now 1-2. And Chase, the context of that guess is he's saying that they only have 2 starters like the Aces. I would guess the Aces want to start Brandon Faught in that game on Friday, next Friday. The 1-2 is outside, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. If that's the case, it'd be a full circle moment for Brandon, because he made his AAA debut at this ballpark last month. Here's the 2-2, and it is swung on and fouled back. I'd like to think that Brandon Faught's AAA debut here is going to be a moment that he always remembers, just because of the way that outing started and then the way it finished, with Faught getting out of a bases loaded no-out jam in the first, having allowed just 1 run as that swung on, fouled back. Looked like Faught coming up from Double-A was about to get his lunch handed to him here in Vegas. He had the bases loaded, nobody out. Gave up just 1 run. The rain came in the midst of that bases loaded one out situation when he was facing a tough hitter in Matt Davidson. Aviators got just the 1 run in, and then the Aces went on to win that game 15-1, and Faught looked spectacular the rest of the way. So it's going to be a defining moment in his career. The 2-2 is in the dirt, and it's 3-2. And Faught is pitching here tomorrow. And that would put him in line to start that game on Friday next week here at this ballpark. And again, as of right now, it would be versus El Paso. Here's a 3-2 and a swing and a ground ball to the right side. It's going to be taken on the 3rd hop. Snow cone by Geloff at the rim of the outfield grass. And he throws to first. That was a bounding ball. It took 3 hops to get out to Geloff, who just did snow cone it in his glove. And Cole Tucker for the first time puts a ball in play, but he grounds out to 2nd. And with 2 gone, Camden Duzenac is coming up next. And then if the Aces were to win that game a week from tonight, I would venture to say that it would be everybody, all hands on deck for that AAA championship a week from Sunday. But that is getting way ahead of ourselves. Here's the pitch, and it is a strike on the outside corner. It's nothing in one, but it's fun to speculate. Pitch, and a swing and a miss. And it's nothing in 2. I think a dark horse candidate to start that game, if it does get to Sunday, might be Jeff Bain. He's pitched really well, no matter the role he's been in. Here's the 0-2, and it is off the outside. 1 ball and 2 strikes. One and two, the count to Duzenac. And here comes, and Deuce swings and misses. Brian Howard with a cutter away, and Brian Howard has impressed. He has retired all 6 that he's faced and 4 by way of the K, and nothing across for Reno in the 6th. On to the bottom half, the Aces 7, the Aviators 1 on the Aces Digital Network.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Kevin Smith in from the right side, and we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and Smith takes in tight from Edwin Uceta, who's back out for his fourth inning of relief. Berger and Uceta have been the two Aces pitchers tonight. Here's the pitch from Edwin, and a swing and a miss, and it's now 1-1. I got to look and see. The longest Edwin Uceta has gone this season. That pitch is low and away. And it's 2-1. Uceta is now at 47 pitches. A pitch and a swing and a miss. And Edwin's had that explosive fastball tonight. That was at 94. The 2-2 and a swing and a fly ball to a deep right going back. Tucker and Duzenak, and that ball is gone into the bullpen out in right. It's back of the Aces pen. And it's the second Aviator hit of the night. They've both been solo homers, Davidson and now Smith. A 411-foot home run for Kevin Smith. Makes it 7-2 Reno, and for Smith, his second home run of the series. I mentioned he was a double away from the cycle the other night on Wednesday. So his second home run of the last three games, and that pitch is low and inside, ball one. Tyler Soderstrom has struck out twice, and it's on the way, and it's swung on and fouled back. One ball, one strike, and here it is. A swing and a miss. Good slider there from Uceta. Here's the pitch, and it is in the dirt. Uceta on the first base side of the slab. Kick in the 2-2 and a swing and a miss. And down on strikes goes Soderstrom, who strikes out for a third time. And for Uceta, his seventh strikeout. And with one away, Matt Davidson coming up. Uceta pitched 4 1/3 innings on June 10th with the Diamondbacks at Philadelphia. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Big rip by Davidson, and it's nothing and one. Pitch is low and away, and it's one ball and one strike. And that's been his longest outing this season. And again, it was in the big leagues. 1-1 is in the dirt. And a count 2-1. He's pitched three innings on occasion with the Aces. Here's the pitch, and it's up and away. Uzeta, three innings here on April 5th. Three innings versus Sacramento on April 17th. Three innings at the Dodgers on May 17th. That was at L.A. when he was up in the big leagues. Here's the pitch, and it's inside, ball four. Davidson works a walk. Here he's gone 3 1/3 innings. And Bo Taylor is coming up next. And here comes Gil Velasquez, and that will do it for Uzeta. I didn't get a peek at who it was in the Aces bullpen. I was looking at Uzeta's longest outings, but he goes 3 1/3. And this is his longest outing of the season, unless I'm mistaken, his longest outing of the season with the Aces is tonight at 3 1/3 innings. And he turned in some great work. Uzeta with 7 strikeouts through 3 1/3. And we'll tell you about the new Aces pitcher when we come back after this call to the bullpen break. It's Reno 7 and Vegas 2. We're in the bottom of the 6th. We're back after this on the Aces Digital Network.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with 2 locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Chop Stop, for fully customized chop salads, delicious, nutritious, and fast. Now serving coffee drinks, including lattes, cappuccinos, mochas, Americanos, hot chocolate, and teas. As a coffee introduction special, until June 1st, take 15% off your entire in-store or drive-thru order before 10:30 a.m. Swing by our drive-thru for that morning cup of joe and tack on a delicious chop for lunch. Try our new hot-selling Chop Lobster. Open daily 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chop Stop. Fuel your body.
Tyler Holton is the new Aces pitcher. And Holton, the left-hander who is just optioned back, deals, and it is in for a called strike, and it's nothing in one. Holton did not get in a game with the Diamondbacks while he was there for a brief time. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a ground ball to short. This could be two. Alexander shovels to Cintron for one. A jump throw to first in time for two. And a double play ends the inning. And just like that, Holton comes in, induces the inning ending 6-4-3. Buy one, get one free. One run for the Aviators on one hit. Another solo homer by Kevin Smith. No errors. And after that, none left. And now to the seventh inning. The Aces 7, the Aviators 2, the Aces Digital Network.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right. Your face needs to eat, too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit RenoAces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at RenoAces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit RenoOrtho.com.
Giancarlo Cintron in from the right side, and he swings at the first pitch and lifts a fly ball to deep center field. Luis Barrera going back, and Barrera a few feet in front of the warning track, angled to his left, will decelerate and make the catch. And on one pitch, there's a loud out. And Brian Howard, the B goes on for him. That is seven in a row retired. And for the first time, Giancarlo Cintron is retired. He is 2-for-3. And Blaze Alexander comes up next. The Aces 7 and the Aviators 2. 7 runs, 7 hits for Reno. 2 runs, 2 hits for Vegas. The only difference in the line score is that pitch is low, or a low strike, I should say, on the outside corner, and it's nothing in one. As far as runs and hits not matching, the Aviators have one error. So each team has runs and hits to match, but the Aviators have committed the game's only errors. That's fouled back, and it's nothing in two. No balls, two strikes, and here it comes. And it's up and outside, 1-2 to the right-handed hitting Alexander. The center fielder Barrera is slightly towards right. The second baseman Geloff shaded toward the middle. And the 1-2 is up and away. It's two balls and two strikes. Howard looking to make it 8 in a row set down. The 2-2 is swung on and fouled back to our right. And it was motion, and the 2-2 from Howard is just off the outside, and now a full count. Three-two again, and it is going to hit Alexander. It got him on the back of his right arm. So Alexander is at first base with one out, and Seth Beer coming up. So that breaks up that impressive stretch. Seven in a row retired by Brian Howard. And here's Beer, who's 1-for-2. Seth, an RBI double in the fifth.
Seth Beer.
Beer in from the left side. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back to the screen for strike one. The shift on three to the right of second. And the third baseman, McDonald, is well off the line and back toward the outfield grass. Outfield straight away. Barely a breath of wind out towards right field. Flag of the state of Nevada just gently billowing. American flag is all but dormant. Flag a bit heavier. The 0-1 is swung on and chopped toward second. Could be two. It's gloved by Geloff to second for one. And the throw to first by Smith is in time for two. And a 4-6-3 double play ends the inning. So Howard sees his first batter reach. And And then it's quickly erased on a 4-6-3 double play. No runs, no hits, no errors after that. None left as we stand and stretch here in Sin City. Going to the bottom of the seventh. It's the Aces 7 and the Aviators 2.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a Piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you. I lost you to the summer wind.
From somewhat early fall here in Las Vegas on this September 23rd, Zach Beirute, glad to have you with us. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Zach Geloff swings at the first pitch from Holtz in this inning and drives it to deep right center, and that is way gone atop the pool bar in right center field beyond the Aces bullpen. And Zach Geloff jumping that first pitch from Tyler Holton. And for Geloff, his second home run in this series, his first series this season at AAA. And a 421-foot home run by Geloff, the third solo homer in this game for the Aviators. And all of their hits have been solo homers. Three runs on three hits. And it's 7-3, Reno's. That swung on and punched to the left side. A lot of spin on it, but it's secured by Hager, who throws to first in time to get a hustling Cody Thomas. And a 5-3 putout is out number one here in the seventh inning. So quick recovery there for Holton. One pitch after giving up the home run. Luis Barrera coming up next. Barrera has fouled out to third and it's struck out swinging. Holton taking over for Edwin Uceta, and he induced a double play off the bat of Bo Taylor upon entering. That pitch is inside, ball one. Uceta went 3 1/3 innings, the longest outing with Reno this season. He gave up two runs, both earned on two hits, solo homers, three walks, seven Ks. That pitch is a strike at the knees. And it's 1-1. I think it's Garrett Acton throwing in the Aviator pen. Pitch is swung on and popped up. This is to shallow right field. Tucker racing in, and Tucker has it, and he makes the catch for out number two. Tucker saying, "I got it," and he called off Giancarlo Cintron, who was making his way back there. Two away, and Mickey McDonald is up now for the Aviators. McDonald is 0-1. He has struck out swinging and drawn a walk. $8,092, the paid attendance tonight, by the way. A swing and a looper, shallow left toward the line, and Jake Hager will make a tremendous catch inside foul territory to end the inning. Hager was with his back to the infield, and that was almost an over-the-shoulder grab. Hager had to lean to his left, and Jake getting to that spot just inside foul territory. And that ends the inning. So the leadoff home run by Geloff, and after that, quick work done by Tyler Holton with the help from Hager to get that final out. One run, one hit, no errors, and none left. Now to the eighth. It's Reno 7, Vegas 3 on the Aces Digital Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Pitcher for the Aviators indeed is Garrett Acton, who had been throwing in the bullpen, and that pitch is up high, ball one, 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Acton, the hard-throwing right-hander, to Leandro Cedeno. Cedeno is 0-for-3, does have an RBI. He grounded to third his last time up, and Acton on the third base side of the rubber deals, and it's swung on and missed, 83 on the slider, and it's 1-1. Garrett Acton will see the Reno Aces in his nightmares for some time. There's the 1-1, and it is up and away. And it's 2-1. Acton gave up the home run to Dominic Maroglio here back on August the 5th with the Aces down to their final strike as that swung on and missed. And it's 2-2. That, to me, the hit of the year. That was part of that six-game sweep the Aces had last month to kick off that long road trip here in Albuquerque. But Maroglio had that home run, and what a moment for him. Pitch, and a swing and a line drive right field, a base hit, a low liner. And Cedeno has his first knock of the night. And now Centeno and Tucker, the only two that have not reached for Reno. And Dominic Canzone coming up next. Canzone hit a three-run homer in the third inning, and that came off of Zach Logue. But later in that series, Acton gave up a go-ahead home run to Wilmer Defoe that same series last month. The pitch is swung on and missed, and it's nothing in one. It was a pinch-hit homer, I believe, for Defoe. And then a few weeks ago at Greater Nevada Field back on September the 3rd, he gave up the walk-off home run to Jake Hager with the Aces down to their final out, and a 2-1 pitch. And a swing and a line drive toward the left field corner, and that will get down fair and one-hop the fence. Around second and rumbling into third is Cedeno, and Dominic Canzone has a double. So a two-hit night for Canzone, and both extra base knocks. So second and third, nobody out, and the Aces are primed to extend the 7-3 lead. Here is Jake Hager speaking of. Hager homered in the second inning, and since then he has struck out two times. Once in the third, once in the fifth. And a pitch, and Hager takes in the dirt, and to the backstop it goes. A hard carom to Taylor. He gives to Acton covering the plate, and Cedeno is going to be out easily. Cedeno just got into the circle, and Acton was there waiting with the glove, and Cedeno just started backpedaling. There was nothing Cedeno could have done better or different. Ball just got to the backstop in a hurry, and Bo Taylor got a true carom from the backstop. So Cedeno caught trying to advance, and it goes 2-1 at the plate. It will be a wild pitch as it can zone up to third base. One ball and no strikes to Hager. The infield is in for Vegas. Here's the 1-0, and Hager checked his swing, maybe? Yes, he did. He appealed it, and no swings as the first base umpire, Dane Ponczak, and it's two balls and no strikes. Here's the 2-0 and a swing and a drive. That is to straightaway center and deep. Barrera going back. That is over his head and off the wall. It just missed getting out. Scoring easily from third is Canzone, and Jake Hager has an RBI double. And he continues to see Garrett Acton very well. Hager drove that one out there. It was a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, and he hit it off of the clear part of the wall. It's like a mesh netting out there above the padding and below the yellow line. That little window is where Hager hit that ball. Right in front of the pool. That was a shot off the bat of Hager. So three straight hits off of Garrett Acton, who just can't seem to figure the Reno Aces this season. And it's 8-3 Reno. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a foul back, and it's nothing and one. Aces 8 runs on 10 hits, and the Aviators 3 runs, 3 hits, and an error. The 0-1 is up high to the backstop, and up to third base on another wild pitch goes Hager. So Garrett Acton's a bit of a live wire right now. Again, Centeno and Tucker, the hitter in the box now and the hitter in the on-deck circle, the only two aces that have not reached base. Here's the 1-1. And Centeno swings and chops one past the shallow infield into right, and now Centeno has reached. It's a base hit, and with it he brings in the ninth aces run of the night. It's Reno 9 and Vegas 3. And now we'll see if Cole Tucker can join the party. So Hager crosses home plate for a second time. By the way, they're going to say passed ball. As that pitch is inside ball one, they're going to say passed ball. I thought maybe that pitch that allowed Hager to advance from second to third was high. I mean, it was high, but I thought it was high enough to warrant a wild pitch, but they say pass ball. Here it is, and it is a strike on the inside corner, and it's 1-1 to Cole Tucker. It won't matter. It'll still be an earned run. Here's the 1-1. And a swing and a shot to the left side. This could be two. It's gloved by McDonald to second for one. And on to first for two. A double play ends the inning. And that is 5-6-3 on the double play. So the frustrating night at the plate for Cole Tucker continues. As he remains the only ace that has not reached base. But the Aces do get two more runs on four more hits, including extra base hits from Canzone and Hager, their second of the night. There were no Aviator errors, and after the double play, none left to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's the Aces 9, the Aviators 3 on the Aces Digital Network.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night's stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit RenoAces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at RenoAces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit RenoOrtho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Dalton Kelly in from the left side will start the bottom of the eighth inning for the Aviators. Kelly is batting for the third time tonight. He faces Tyler Holton, and the pitch is swung on and popped up. This is toward the left field line. Canzone sprinting to his right. Hager is as well, and Hager will give way to Canzone, who could not make the catch. Canzone kind of just fell and slid down there, kind of a half fall, half slide from Canzone. I think Hager would have gotten it, but Canzone, I think, called him off, just gauging by Hager's body language. I thought Canzone maybe thought that he was going to be able to get there. Just gauging by Hager's body language, the way he backed off of that play, he had to have heard, I got it, from Canzone. And if you're the infielder going out, you have to respect that call from your outfielder. That was a long pursuit for both guys. But Dalton Kelly still with life. It's nothing and one. Lefty to lefty, and the pitch is inside, and it's one ball and one strike. Kelly has struck out and grounded into a double play. Top of the order, Kevin Smith is on deck, and then Tyler Soderstrom. Those are the hitters scheduled here in the bottom of the eighth inning. The ace is leading 9-3. The pitch swung on and popped up. This is a much easier try for Jake Hager. The third baseman on the shallow outfield grass and left makes the catch, and Kelly is 0-3. There's one away. And now to the top of the order, and Smith, who's 1-for-2. He has walked, struck out swinging, and homered. The three Vegas hits have been solo home runs. Matt Davidson, Kevin Smith, and Zach Geloff. Two of those, the first two coming off of Edwin Uceta, and Geloff hit his off Tyler Holton. Outfield straightaway, two on either side of second, and the pitch is swung on and missed by Kevin Smith. Second baseman Cintron is shaded well up the middle. Cedeno, the first baseman, even with the bag. Cedeno, the only shallow playing infielder for the Aces. The other three are pushed back to the rim of the outfield grass. Stretch in the 0-1, and it is outside. One ball and one strike. The 1-1. And it's up and away, and it's 2-1. And a swing and a chop toward third. Tricky hop, but Hager stays back, spears it with a backhand, and throws to first to get Kevin Smith for out number two. If you're an Aces fan, I hope you haven't taken Jake Hager's defense for granted this season. Talk about a guy that's played everywhere and it makes every play look easy, including that one, which could have been a tough second hop, kind of an in-between hop to a backhand at third base and a long throw to follow. And Jake Hager just silky smooth out there no matter where you put him. And now Soderstrom swings and chops one to the overshifted shortstop Alexander. He's to the right of the second base bag, and Alexander throws to first to get Soderstrom And an easy 1-2-3 for Holton. And Holton has retired 7 of the 8 that he's faced. The only exception, Geloff, who had that solo homer to start the 7th. So Holton's retired 6 in a row. Nothing across for Vegas in the 8th. And on we go to the 9th. It's Reno 9, Vegas 3 on the Aces Digital Network.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Aces with a 9-3 lead as we go into the 9th. Zach Beirute, glad to have you with us from fabulous Las Vegas. And to Garrett Acton out for his second inning of relief. Acton gave up 2 runs on 4 hits in the 8th. He was fortunate it wasn't more as the pitch is swung on and missed by Deuce. 96-mile-an-hour fastball tied him up inside. Aces had a runner thrown out at the plate. It was Cedeno on a wild pitch that swung on and fouled back, rings off the mask of Bo Taylor, and it's nothing in 2. But after that, Aces got 2 runs in. Only reason Cedeno was thrown out at the plate, and again, Taylor to Acton, catcher to the pitcher covering, was because Taylor got a great carom off the backstop. The 0-2 is strike 3 called and a breaking ball in there to Duzenac, and Duzenac might want to challenge this. And Duzenac talking with the home plate umpire. He's upset about the call, but did not ask for a challenge.
Second baseman, Juan Carlos.
And now John Carlos Cintron. I don't know if Duzenac was upset with a call. Maybe he asked for time and wasn't granted it. I didn't see if that was the case, as that pitch is in for a strike and it's nothing in 1. But in any event, Duzenac becomes the first strikeout victim of Garrett Acton. J.B. Bukauskas is throwing in the Aces bullpen, so likely J.B. for the 9th. And the pitch is swung on and bounced to the left side. It's going to be taken on the third hop by Mickey McDonald, who guns across to first to get Cintron, who's now 2-for-4. And quickly, 2 up and 2 down, and Blaze Alexander is coming up next. Acton taking over for Brian Howard, who went 3 innings. And Howard did great work tonight for the Aviators. He went 3 scoreless, and he struck out 4. Howard did not walk anybody. He did hit a batter. Howard did not allow a hit as that pitch is swung on and fouled back. So again, Brian Howard for Vegas, 3 scoreless innings, did not allow a hit. He did hit a batter, and he struck out 4. 2 outs, the base is clear in the top of the 9th inning. Alexander 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored in the 5th. He was hit by Howard in the 7th inning. That was the hit batter as that's fouled back. 96 on the fastball from Acton, and it's nothing in 2. On the out-of-town scoreboard, Tacoma, a 4-1 lead on Round Rock. That game in the bottom of the 8th inning. Again, if Tacoma wins that game, Round Rock's playoff hopes are no more. They're already very, very dim. Here's the 0-2 on the way from Acton, and it is up high. One ball and two strikes. Sacramento in a high-scoring affair over Salt Lake, 12-7. Mentioned El Paso over OKC, 6-2. El Paso with a three-game lead now in the East. Sugarland over Albuquerque, 6-4. That's the Coast League tonight so far. The pitch swung on and looped to shallow right, racing in and making the catch is Dalton Kelly. And that ends the inning. That hung up just long enough for Dalton Kelly to make that catch in stride. And the Aces are set down in order for the third time tonight. It's happened in the fourth, the sixth, and now in the ninth. But we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, and it's the Aces 9 and the Aviators 3. And we're back after this for the bottom of the ninth on the Aces Digital Network.
Anger is a serious problem in Reno, but we're here to tell you about something even more serious, spicy chicken addiction. If you're experiencing symptoms of spicy chicken addiction, Teriyaki Madness offers a huge variety of bowls brimming with fresh ingredients that are MSG-free and made to order. Download the Teriyaki Madness app and they'll even give you some free food to help immediately. Or just visit Teriyaki Madness in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness, you gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The new Aces pitcher is J.B. Bukauskas, and he will pitch the bottom of the ninth inning. In a game, the Aces lead 9-3. This is a non-save spot for Bukauskas. And the right-hander deals to Matt Davidson, who swings and loops one to shallow right, and a base hit for Matt Davidson. So one on, and Bo Taylor coming up. Davidson, who homered in the fourth inning, has the first Vegas hit that's not a home run tonight. That is the fourth Aviators hit, and the first three were solo blasts. Go figure. So now Bo Taylor in from the left side, and Bukauskas delivers, and Taylor takes upstairs ball one. Edwin Ucetta, the pitcher of record on the winning side for the Aces, and Zach Logue is in line to take the loss for the Aviators. Here's the 1-0, and Taylor swings, lifts a fly ball to left center field. Jogging back to his right is Duzenac, and Duzenac makes the catch for out number one. So one away, and Zach Geloff, who homered his last time up. That was versus Tyler Holton, who went 2 2/3. Holton gave up one run. It was earned on one hit, the Logue homer. No walks, no strikeouts for Holton. And the pitch is swung on by Geloff and fouled off to the right. Tomorrow, the fifth game of this set. It'll be a 7:05 first pitch. Brandon Fought and Mason Miller. On Sunday, it'll be a matinee, 12:05. So bright and early on Sunday. The 0-1 is outside, and it's even at one ball and one strike. The Aces will travel back to Reno Sunday night. And we play on Monday. Aces and the Tacoma Rainiers from Greater Nevada Field. A 6:05 first pitch Monday. Here's the 1-1. And a swing and a pop-up. This is to the second baseman, Cintron. Jogs back to the right field grass, backpedaling, and he makes the catch for the second out, and that puts the Aces on the brink of the win column tonight. Aces trying to make it 15 of their last 18 versus the Aviators. And Cody Thomas, all that stands in the way. Davidson is at first base, and they will not hold him on. Aces are one out away from their 80th win of the year. And the pitch is outside, ball one. Aces have become the third team to reach 80 wins following El Paso and Oklahoma City. Here's the 1-0. And a swing and a ground ball to the right side. It's going to be taken by Cintron on the shallow right field grass. He collects, throws to first to get Thomas. And that is the ball game. The Aces are back in a familiar place in the win column here in Las Vegas. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a man left for the Aviators in the ninth inning as J.B. Bukauskas works around the leadoff single by Davidson. No walks and no strikeouts that inning for J.B. Bukauskas. And the Aces take this one tonight by a final of 9-3. Our final totals, Reno 9 runs, 11 hits, and no errors. Las Vegas, 3 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error. The winning pitcher, Edwin Uceta, who is now 7-1. And Zach Logue, the loss, and he is now 3-6. The time of the game, 2 hours and 21 minutes. And the paid attendance tonight, 8,092. So 2 hours, 21 minutes, 8,092, the paid attendance here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Again, our final score, the Aces 9, the Aviators 3. Reno, an 80-win team. And we are back to discuss on the post-game portion of our broadcast, which is coming up next from Las Vegas Ballpark here on the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be, handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients, dough made fresh daily, and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni, now with 2 locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Welcome back inside Las Vegas Ballpark here in downtown Summerlin, where the fireworks are being shot off. Zach Beirute, glad to have you with us tonight on the Aces Digital Network, where we saw the Aces become an 80-win team. Reno with its 80th win, they are now 80-63 in what's been a banner year for the Reno boys, and they defeat Vegas tonight by a final of 9-3. And let's get you started with our final game totals. The Aces, 9 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They left 2 stranded. Vegas, 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. They left 3. The winning pitcher, Edwin Uceta, now 7-1. The losing pitcher, Zach Logue, now 3-6. No save. In a game that took 2 hours and 21 minutes, and the paid attendance, 8,092 here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Well, this was, for the most part, all Reno tonight. The Aces got it started in the second inning with one out. Jake Hager, a solo home run, his 5th of the year. And that gave the Aces the start, a 1-0 lead. And then the Aces would follow that up in the third inning with a 4-run frame, a leadoff double by Camden Duzenac, who went to third on a throwing error committed by Luis Barrera, who fired in and missed the cutoff man. And then Giancarlo Cintron looped a single to left, the second of two hits, for JC. And that drove in Duzenac and made it 2-0. A couple of batters later, Seth Beer walked. And then two batters later with two on and two out. Keep in mind, this is a 2-0 game. Two on and two out. Dominic Canzone launching his third home run of the series. And that took it from a 2-0 game to a 5-0 game. And that's really where the separation started. The Aces had a 5-0 lead at that point after that big hit by Canzone. The Aviators got on the board in the bottom of the fourth inning after Caleb Berger went two scoreless, hitless innings. And retired the last six that he faced. Edwin Uceta took over in the third, and Uceta had an impressive start. He struck out the first four batters that he faced, including Soderstrom, to begin the fourth inning. But Matt Davidson came up, and Davidson would deliver the first Vegas hit and run of the game, a solo homer down the right field line. The first of three solo homers tonight for the Aviators, three of their four hit solo blasts, and that would make it a 5-1 game. The Aces in the top of the fifth inning, though, would widen their lead. In the top of the fifth, Reno right back at it. Cintron drew a leadoff walk. Alexander singled, and then Seth Beer with an RBI double to left. That scored Cintron and made it 6-1. At that point, Zach Logue, the Aviators starter, was lifted for Brian Howard, who inherited runners at second and third and nobody out. Howard did a nice job. He got Cedeno to ground out. That ground out brought in Alexander, made it 7-1. But then Howard got back-to-back strikeouts of Canzone and Hager. Brian Howard was sensational tonight for the Aviators, pitching three scoreless, hitless innings. But the Aces had a 7-1 lead at that point. Logue went four-plus innings in the losing effort for Vegas. He gave up seven runs all earned on seven hits, two walks, and five strikeouts. Vegas got its second solo homer in the sixth inning. This as well came off of Uceta, and it was Kevin Smith to start the inning. Smith's second home run in his last three games. That made it 7-2. Uceta struck out Soderstrom next, his seventh K, and then he walked Matt Davidson and then gave way to Tyler Holton, who came on and induced an inning-ending double play off the bat of Bo Taylor. Uceta, 3 1/3 strong innings. He gave up two runs on two hits, solo homers, three walks, and seven strikeouts in Uceta's longest outing with the Aces this season, 3 1/3 innings. Holton would give up a run in the bottom of the seventh, a solo homer to Zach Geloff. And that Geloff home run would make it 7-3. That was the only run, though, given up by Holton in his 2 2/3 innings. That was the only hit that he allowed, too. And the Aces in the top of the eighth would pad their lead, facing their punching bag, Garrett Acton. Poor Garrett Acton hates facing the Aces, and he gave up a leadoff single to Leandro Cedeno, and then Dominic Canzone doubled, and that put runners at second and third. After a ball got to the backstop, Cedeno tried to score from third. Bo Taylor, the catcher, got a true carom off the backstop and flipped to the pitcher covering the plate, Acton, for the tag out. Jake Hager would come up, and he would get Canzone in with an RBI double to a deep center field. Hager just missed his second home run of the night, and that RBI double made it 8-3, and then Hager would score when the next batter, Juan Centeno, hit an RBI single to right. That made it 9-3. The only Aces hitter that did not reach base, Cole Tucker, who went 0-4. Everybody else reached, and there was no sweat down the stretch. The Aces with a 9-3 win here tonight in Vegas. Our final totals again, Reno, 9 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They left two stranded. Vegas, 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. They left 3. The winning pitcher was Edwin Uceta. He's now 7-1. Zach Logue, the loss, he's now 3-6. No save in a game that took 2 hours and 21 minutes. And the paid attendance, 8,092 here at Las Vegas Ballpark. On the out-of-town scoreboard, everything is now a final. Tacoma does defeat Round Rock 4-1, so the Round Rock Express are eliminated from the playoff picture. It was Sacramento over Salt Lake 12-7. El Paso widens its lead to 3 games over Oklahoma City with a 6-2 win, and it was Sugar Land over Albuquerque 6-4. And that is the out-of-town scoreboard on this Friday, September 23rd, 2022. As far as what's to come tomorrow, Game 5 of this series, it'll be Brandon Fott on the mound for Reno, 4-1 with a 2.57 ERA. Mason Miller on the mound for the Aviators, no record, no ERA. And it'll be a 7:05 first pitch with our pregame coverage on the radio at 6:55 p.m. Pacific time. And we'll look forward to catching you tomorrow night. And that about does it for us tonight from Las Vegas. Before I go, thanks so much to you, the fans, for tuning in. I do sincerely hope you enjoy each and every one of our broadcasts. I'd also like to thank the entire hardworking Aces front office staff for all that they do. Adam Nichols and Drew McDonald on the PR side, and A.J. Grimm and Chase Groden who run the social media. And for everybody else involved in bringing you Aces baseball, I'm Zach Beirutti saying so long from Las Vegas Ballpark in downtown Summerlin. Again, our final score tonight, the Aces 9, the Aviators 3. We will see you tomorrow night, 7:05 first pitch, our pregame at 6:55 here from Vegas, and we hope to catch you then. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday night, have a great start to your weekend, and so long from Las Vegas.